Oh, I forgot to test the mics. Can you hear me? I don't... Hold on. I hear myself. Okay.
Oh, I don't hear me.
Did you not turn on your mic again?
I don't know. Is this thing on?
I don't know. I can't really tell.
We're supposed to test these beforehand, aren't we?
I don't know. Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Blowhole on Finnsider Radio. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Rob and I have had a very romantic evening, and we're very, very happy to share the rest of it with all of you. Finkel and Einhorn, I guess, are probably having a romantic evening together. I don't know. It's been, I've never heard from him. I've, like, the whole year, not since Finkel accepted the offer to host, I just have never seen him together.
Well, yeah, I mean, we hung out with Finkel that time. Then the next week we hung out with Einhorn.
Yeah. I don't know. Either way, neither one of them has shown up. It's bizarre.
Crazy.
It really is. All right. Well, we're in full off season mode, so not a lot's happened since last week, so we don't have
a lot has happened.
Yeah, I mean, we'll definitely fill the hour and change as with our drunken ramblings. But first things first, I do want to make a concerted effort.
We have a Twitter.
We've had a Twitter the entire time.
We just don't tell you.
We never ever tell anybody about it.
It's a secret.
And we don't, we haven't been interacting as much. So I'm trying to get, I think in the off season, this will be a good time to try and boost the following and maybe get some interactions with the show. So our Twitter handle, what's our Twitter handle again? At T Blowhole.
T Blowhole.
Capital T.
Doesn't matter. It's not case sensitive.
Right. But the more important thing is we would like to get emails from you guys. So we have a Gmail account, which we've had the entire time as well, that we've never once mentioned on air. The address for the Gmail is theblowholeradio@gmail.com. That's all lowercase, all one word.
Oh my God, Grandpa, emails are not case
sensitive. I know, but I like saying that. Anyway. So that's theblowholeradio@gmail.com. We have gotten one or two emails. I want to give a shout out to our friend Scott, who gave us a really good email last week, gave us some props on the things we were talking about. Also is a fan of the TV show Legion, which I burned through halfway. I'm halfway through season two now. So,
and I have also been chugging through season two. We'll talk more about that later. But Legion's definitely a great, very underrated show.
Yeah, it was awesome. So, or it's been awesome so far. So, we will get to that. How are you doing tonight, man? Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, man, I'm so good. Thanks for asking.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you make yourself a nice romantic dinner?
I went to Engine Number 9 and got me those Sriracha Honey Wings.
Those things are fire. They're so, so good. They are. They're really good. And that place, their burgers are, I mean, that's what they're known for. But
they're known for burgers, and I can't not get the wings.
I literally walk in,
they're like, wings? I'm like, yeah, wings. Like, all right.
Yeah. So Engine Number 9 is a local burger restaurant here in St. Petersburg, Florida. It's phenomenal. But their chicken wings are, I don't know if they're the best I've ever had. They're up there. They're not really traditional.
I mean, they're traditional. I mean, they're wings, but they're, right. It's not like your regular buffalo sauce. It's just a really cool buffalo. So it's a good sauce. They don't bread them.
Yep.
So there's just the way I like them.
Yep. Yeah, they're very tasty. Speaking of very tasty, there was some very, very... Did this happen today? Did the Flacco trade happen today?
I think it was yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
And,
okay.
Oh, boy. I have never been so excited about news that does not have anything to do with the Dolphins as Joe Flacco going anywhere else.
I'm completely dialed in on this Miami Dolphins quarterback situation once I realized how dire it was last week, once we realized, like, wow, we really have no idea who's going to be quarterback of this team.
But I did not want Flacco.
I guess of the retreads that could have been like the, you know, the one and done guys that were coming in, I guess he was closer to the top of my list,
yeah,
but I'm not sad that he's gone. I'm going to say
something untrue just to prove my point. I would rather have Bortles than Flacco.
That's not true.
I know.
You said it was untrue.
But it's closer to true than you would think, because I really don't want... like, you could almost say Bortles is young enough to, like, be a reclamation project. Flacco is on the downhill of a mediocre, last 4 years, beneath mediocre.
So knowing nothing about the Baltimore Ravens, except they destroy, they curb stomp us every single time they play us. Like,
unless we have no wins.
I thought Joe Flacco was actually a good quarterback, but I started looking at his numbers, and the most alarming one I saw, I mean, and obviously there's more to a quarterback than just numbers. I mean, look at Tannehill. His numbers actually would suggest that he's pretty decent until you start looking at wins and losses. Anyway, but Flacco has the exact same numbers as Case Keenum since 2012 when Case Keenum had a great year last year. Yeah. Okay. So what, you're saying that 1 year like inflated it?
Well, sure.
Yeah. I mean,
here's the thing. First of all, Flacco, he had that great run, obviously, in the playoffs, and so he's had good games and good stretches when he was young.
Sure.
He also, when he was young, perfected the pass interference pass.
Right. We talked about this.
He loved throwing that deep ball short. His guy would come back for it. Pass interference.
Yeah, he throws a decent back shoulder fade as well. I mean, it's kind of the same thing. Yeah. So, and
because you either get the catch or you get the pass interference.
Like, right. That's correct. But why this is big news for the Dolphins is because the team he went to, the Denver Broncos, are picking ahead of us in the draft, and they're one of the teams that are supposed to be that were allegedly very high on Drew Lock. So now that they have their starting quarterback for next year, they might not be as apt to take a quarterback at 10 in the draft.
Right. We can't say they won't.
Of course.
Because Flacco is not a long-term solution. He's a 1 or 2 year choice.
And I think the Broncos think they're closer to competing, though, so they're probably going to do a best player available.
I agree. And I think that's most likely. That doesn't mean they might have one or two guys they're super high on, and if one or either of them falls, that they may take them anyway. I mean, remember the Chiefs, you know, they traded up and took Mahomes when they had no set, they weren't going to use him that year, and that was a team that was close to contending, and you know.
No, I know. Yeah, I don't know for sure, but I don't know.
But it's also a copycat league, so because it worked so well last year, I could almost see, you know, them doing something, you know, somebody saying, we're going to do the same thing. And they might even be like, we'll take a Kyler Murray because he played baseball like Patrick Mahomes. It's the same guy.
Yeah.
Even though he's a foot and a half shorter.
It just doesn't seem like it doesn't seem like his MO. He took Paxton Lynch in the first round, and I feel like he probably has sticker shock from that. So, and also that was my favorite meme from the whole scenario that I sent to you. Did you see it? The one where it was Elway sweating over the button. And both buttons, one button said bad NFL quarterback, and the other button said another bad NFL quarterback, and he didn't know which one to push. That seems to be kind of how he's been running the team over the last couple of years. So the second part of this equation is now Case Keenum becomes available via trade. He probably won't be released. From when I was looking at his contract, there's a lot of dead money for the Broncos if they release him. He's only got a $7 million cap number, which is not palatable for a team like the Miami Dolphins, who could be needing a stopgap quarterback if they draft a young one.
Yeah, there's no part of me that wants Case Keenum
absolutely
as our quarterback.
Absolutely not.
But I am not opposed to him being a guy to pick up one if you don't get one of these quarterbacks, and then you are going to sort of kind of tank and suck. Fine, give it to him. But if you get one of those guys, one is a backup, two is a, you know, if the guy's not ready out of training, you know, I'm fine with. I am a believer in letting guys sit for a little bit if you think it can help. I realize with the way rookies' salaries are, you want those guys playing pretty soon. But it is a jump to the NFL. It is a different league. So I'm okay with a half a year or a year sitting if the coaches think that's the way to go. I'm not going to argue with them.
I mean, a $7 or $7 million, $7.
$7 against the cap? Yeah. No way.
$7 million cap number for a starting quarterback, yeah, I think is palatable for a team in a rebuild.
You keep Tannehill if his number was only $7 million?
Probably.
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah, I probably would.
Yeah, I mean, Foles is going to cost 17, I would think, at least.
Probably.
17 to 20. At least. Bridgewater is going to cost probably in the 13 to 14 range. He's probably going to get like a 1 year deal. We talked about how it drops off after those
two. I don't
think
any of them are getting 1 year deals just because it's football. Like a 3 year deal. I bet Bridgewater gets a 1 year deal. You could, but the way they're structured, it could be a 3 year deal that's a 1 year deal.
Like, yeah, you know what I meant.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that is interesting. So now, I mean, now you're open to a world of possibilities in the draft, right? I mean, it does make the likelihood of one of the top tier quarterbacks falling to 13 increase. So the teams we talked about this last week, but this will probably be a recurring theme until we get to the actual draft in the offseason. The teams that are ahead of us that are a quarterback needy are going to be the New York Giants.
Yes.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yes.
And the Washington Redskins. Now I'm taking the Broncos off of that list, though they could still draft a quarterback at 10. And maybe the Oakland Raiders. Who knows what the Raiders are going to
do. So that's the thing. I mean, if you want to play the like best case scenario, worst case scenario.
Yeah.
There are.
And the Raiders have 3 first round picks, mind you.
Ugh.
But only one is ahead of the Dolphins. The other two are late in the draft, late in the first round. So I say the Giants are. This is all obviously all speculation. Giants are definitely drafting a quarterback. Jaguars, I think, are probably it's either going to be the Jaguars or the Redskins that signed Foles, so that's going to take one of them off of the list.
Now, again, though, the Foles and Bridgewater signings does not mean the person's not taking one of these quarterbacks. Like, it lessens it, but that's the problem. You don't know how they rate these guys. If they're looking at these guys as, oh, all these guys would have been fourth or fifth if they came out last year, or these guys are once in a generation, or, you know. Whatever.
Sure, but like the Broncos, I feel like if one of those teams makes those moves, and I feel like both of those teams probably do feel like they're close, they've both held on to their coaches. The Jaguars are 1 year removed from, you know, almost making it to the Super Bowl, and the Redskins were surprisingly good last year. I mean, besides all the injuries they had, I mean, I think they finished. Did they finish 7-9? I think they finished 7-9, and they had Josh Johnson playing quarterback for them by the end of the year. And they had a pretty decent team. So I think that they think that, and this is Jay Gruden's. He's not going to be. I don't think he's going to be too keen on wasting a first round draft pick on a quarterback that he needs to develop. I think he's trying. He's in win now mode.
But they're 15, right?
No, the Redskins are ahead of us. I thought they were 12.
This has the Packers at 12. Are they making it?
Maybe 11.
Thinking it's going to be a Bengals. No, this has them at 15. Unless,
the Redskins. Okay. Unless, so never mind. All right.
It might be some stupid thing where they put trades in here because I don't see the Broncos where they're supposed to be. So.
Oh. Yeah, I thought the Redskins were ahead of us in terms of draft position. Either way, these are teams that do need quarterbacks, so maybe they do leapfrog us in the draft, but. If they're behind us, that helps our cause. I don't think. I mean, maybe the Bengals draft a quarterback. They have Andy Dalton.
They do. That means they may want a quarterback.
They haven't really said anything. Nothing's really come out on that. So that bears watching. But anyway, this was good news for if you're a Dolphins fan that wanted a quarterback in the draft. Kyler Murray seems to be. There seems to be a lot of buzz for Kyler Murray. I don't know. I mean, I know you don't watch college football,
so I feel like Kyler Murray is the swing for the fences.
Yeah,
he crazy athlete, and the way the NFL is moving towards offenses, there's a possibility that this guy's electric and is magical and is. Is the Russell Williams Mahomes that they talk about?
Russell Williams?
What did I call him? Russell Wilson or Mahomes-esque, right? But, I mean, I think he's got the biggest bust potential out of the top, those four guys, I think, as well. So it's a true swing for the fences. So if the Dolphins get him, I will do my optimistic thing, and I'm like, I'm going for the home run, and got my fingers crossed and my breath held and would just go for it.
When I watched tape on Locke and Murray, and we've already established that I'm not I'm not a pro scout, and I don't have any idea what I'm looking at when I'm watching it.
And you're not smart.
Correct. That is factually correct. But I don't think you need to be smart to be able to see arm strength and, you know, the quickness at which the quarterback gets the ball out of his hand. And it does.
I flexed for James there, yeah, so he could see my arm strength.
Yeah, it does. If you watch the clips, the YouTube clips of Locke and Kyler Murray, it seems like Locke is the better prospect, at least just from
the
throws that he's making and as quick as the ball comes out of his hand.
For the highlights that some random dude to put into YouTube.
Right.
It was across
many games.
But again, I don't know what I'm looking at. I'm just like random highlights. The Murray ones seemed harder to predict to NFL because they were like guys streaking by themselves. It was like,
right. It's also the conference he plays in is much different than
NFL style throws that he had to make.
Yeah. Locke's playing in the SEC,
but it doesn't mean he can't make them. But looking at it, I'm like, I have no idea if this guy can play in the NFL. And I mean, he's tiny. I've never been one of these. You have to be big or tall, but like, people with the Drew Brees, Russell Wilson, who's the third?
Smaller than both of them.
And Mayfield. But these are guys. But these are guys that 10 years ago wouldn't have been drafted because of their size.
Yeah, I mean he's like Flutie size. Like he's that small.
And it's not that he's not. He's like.
And Flutie was successful, actually.
True. And so. might have been fine if they did. So I think he can be good.
Yeah.
I also think like any young quarterback, I also think he needs to go to a team that can develop him and put talent around him. And we don't know if the Dolphins are that team, but we think and hope and pray that they're that team.
Yeah. So that brings us back to, and last week we talked about the staff a little bit. It does seem like, I think they might have finalized some things that we weren't sure of last week. Nothing. You getting another one?
I am. Talk for a little bit.
Well, why don't you just wait until the break? Are you empty?
I am empty.
Okay. All right, fine.
God damn it, don't tell me how to drink, James!
Fair. All right, fine. Anyway, well, that's why
you're not the boss of me!
We have breaks now. I mean, I thought, like, all right. Anyway, now I forgot what I was talking about.
You're talking about coaches!
Coaches! The Miami Dolphins coaches, that's correct. Coaching staff has been finalized for the most part. I guess there might be some others that they bring in. O'Shea running the offense, the wide receiver coach for the Patriots. That was officially announced. They also brought in the defensive backs coach from the Patriots, who I guess was one I was reading about. I don't remember his name, but a very underrated coach because of how well how he's developed that secondary over the years. And he's been there throughout the, Malcolm Butler's, Logan Ryan's, like all these undrafted corners and safeties that he's helped, turn into very, very serviceable secondary guys. And the secondary, we talked about this last week, we feel like the secondary on this Miami Dolphins team is a position of strength. The safeties, they did keep two coordinators from Gase's staff, Studsville, the running backs coach, and then I can't remember the safeties coach name, but they kept the safeties coach. And those were two positions that running backs and safety that were top performers on this team last year. So Tony Oden. Are you aware that the Miami Dolphins running backs last year averaged 4.7 yards per carry, which is really, really high? That's phenomenal.
Well, yeah. I mean, any time we were successful, it was because we were running. It's like,
well, that would suggest that we had a lot of success because their average was so high.
Well, but we won some games.
We did. We won 7 games.
Are you aware? I know most of our listeners are aware. But our quality control coach still is sporting that fantastic fade. Yes, Taquan Underwood still has a giant
like kid
fade.
And play.
It's amazing, and he's my favorite.
Kid and or play. They both had that, right?
No.
Nope, just the one?
Just the one.
Which I don't remember. Anyway, play? I don't remember which one was which.
I want to say kid.
Okay.
House cool. Party was a goddamn classic.
It wasn't as good. I didn't like House Party 2 as much.
Well, no. You never liked 2.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was a bit of a letdown. So I guess, I mean, obviously there's so many questions surrounding this team. Like, who's going to be on offense? Who are they keeping? Who are they letting go? So, I mean, and those are going to be huge questions as to any quarterback that comes in here, no matter what. And the, you know, how they're going to develop the young talent that's hopefully being brought in. But like you, I'm remaining hopeful that this is going to be a good rebuild. I think next year is going to be, I think 2019 is going to be a very painful
I don't think
season
it's going to
for
be
this
painful.
Team. I do. It's not going to be like, and
well, so,
and again, I brought this point up before too, when Philbin came in, like it was a rebuild. When Gase came in, I mean, it was...
Do you think they're going to be much worse than they were last year?
Yes.
See, I don't. I think there might be a drop-off in talent, but I think they're going to play better. Like, I think there's going to be an improvement in coaching and in...
But that's... Don't you remember talking about this team this year? About, like, everybody saying there was a huge, like, talent, you know, hole on this team and
yeah, and
I thought
they
played well.
Believe.
They played better than that, though. They played better than
they played. Well, again, as bad as they were still better than the national projection that everybody.
That's what
thought
I'm saying.
Would be terrible.
Yeah,
and I still think they're going to be better than the national projection. Did actually somebody sent me their father was in Vegas. They're like, who should I put $100 on? And the Dolphins were I mean, believe me, they're not winning the Super Bowl, but they were like 100-1. When like a bunch of crappy teams were 66-1 to win the Super Bowl. And I was like, why are they? They should be in the 66-1, like with the Washingtons and the teams like that.
I don't know. I don't know about that. We don't even know who the quarterback is.
You don't need to. I mean, he'll be an NFL quarterback because he'll be starting for the Dolphins.
Sure. Okay. Well, I guess, you know. It's very, very early in the offseason, and there are a lot of questions left to be answered about this team.
So, why don't we take a tiny little break?
Is it break time?
It's close. Yeah, we can do it now.
All right, that's fair cool. enough. I was going to talk more about the quarterbacks.
Oh, well, if you want to talk about the quarterbacks, that's fine.
I didn't have much more to say.
Well, talk a little bit about it, because you were talking about talent, and I think...
Well, I just want to call out one more time before the break, like,
do it.
Just because we had talked about it.
Call
we talked
it
about it last week, and this is something that we'll probably talk about a lot through the offseason. So the guys that we're focused on, that we think they have a real chance to get at 13 in the draft, or guys that they should be aiming for, are going to be Drew Lock out of Missouri, Kyler Murray from Oklahoma, and David Jones from Duke. Those are the three that are going to be... Dwayne Haskins will probably be the first one.
Haskins will be gone.
Yeah, to the Giants, most likely.
And we're not good enough to give up the picks it would take to move ahead of the Giants to get Haskins.
And I'm okay with that. I think I would be okay with... I mean, Murray's... If I'm ranking them now on my list, I would go...
we know you're a Lock boy.
Lock, Murray, and then Jones. And I'd be okay with any of them, actually. So... I was really, really happy about the Flacco news this week. Like, that was...
Oh, I texted instantly.
I know.
I was like,
yeah, that was pretty great. So, I mean, I know you don't have much of an opinion on the college guys, but do you have a ranking?
Right now, just because of the hype right now, I probably have Murray ahead, and it goes Murray, Lock, Jones. But again, I'm happy with any. And I do think by the time draft comes, I'll want Lock more than I want Murray. But I also think if he's there, Ross is going for the splash. He's going for the ticket seller. He's going for Murray if he's there.
Yeah. And just so everybody knows, I know we didn't have a podcast back when the Dolphins drafted a quarterback in the first round last, which was Ryan Tannehill. I was adamantly opposed to them drafting Ryan Tannehill. And I kind of turned around on him, but now I don't like him anymore. So
I'm like, who is this guy?
Yeah, I was. Well, exactly. I mean, I knew obviously that was Andrew Luck's draft and Robert Griffith.
I mean, but it's a shame we don't have a podcast, because I was pretty much like, why don't take this guy here? Just wait till round three and you can take Russell Wilson.
That's exactly how I felt. That's exactly how I felt in that
of
draft.
Of course. We said that we all knew that. It was so obvious.
It was very obvious. All right. Now it's time for a break. I need another one.
All right, and when we come back, we'll talk about some of the big name people that will be moving.
Already moving around in
already
in the
moving and maybe moving, although I don't think I want any of them coming to the Dolphins.
Oh, definitely not. No. It's a waste of money now.
All right, we'll be right back.
And we're back. So, other news around the NFL. Big news this week that happened.
I don't know if I'd call it big news, but
I think it's pretty big news.
You think it's big news?
Let's
go with the big news drop.
Kareem Hunt.
It's not breaking news.
No, it's not breaking news. I said big news.
Oh, you're right.
Kareem Hunt, he's a very, very good running back. Very talented NFL running back.
Very talented NFL running back.
Yeah, good might be the wrong choice of words there. Superman does good. Kareem Hunt does not do good.
Kareem Hunt do bad.
He do bad. Signed by the Cleveland Browns, which is very, very interesting to me because they're not really starved for running backs. They have Nick Chubb in place, and then they have a very, very talented and capable third down back in Duke Johnson, who both of them had good seasons last year.
Yeah.
Kareem Hunt is very dynamic and a very talented NFL running back. Had some off-the-field issues last year, as we're all aware. I didn't see the actual video. Did you see the video?
I did not, but...
He was repentant. Right immediately, but I don't know.
Well,
some of these guys don't. I mean,
true, but most of them don't get caught on video.
Yeah, that is true. That's a good point.
And when you are caught on video, there's no he said she said.
Yeah, that's true.
Look at, oh my God, that's a horrible thing to see. This is not going to go well.
I did not see the video. From all accounts, it's just as disgusting as it sounds. But this guy gets a job, and Colin Kaepernick still does not have a job. He's a guy that I think is a talented quarterback. There's plenty of guys that are protesting.
Kareem Hunt is way more talented than Kaepernick. I believe
at his position in the NFL for sure.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Also, he's also, I mean, no offense, but more of a scumbag than Kaepernick.
Well, that's the funny thing is, granted it's a hot button issue for people. It's become politicized.
Sure,
but. But if anybody thinks like you should throw somebody out of the league because they make a political statement versus, but they're fine with, somebody beating up a woman.
Right.
Being signed instantly yeah. by the next team.
Yeah.
Is like, that's, I mean, come on. This is.
It's 2019, people.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. So either way, not going to make this a Kaepernick podcast, but I would go on record as saying I would not be opposed to him playing quarterback for the Miami Dolphins next year.
I wouldn't be opposed to him. I would be fine with him being on the roster.
Right.
At this point, he has been out of the league for a while. I would definitely want them drafting one of those
That's
top
true.
Four.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not exactly. That's
like,
what
I it's not like
I meant
it's
like a
woo-hoo.
Stopgap. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I mean, honestly, I wanted him over Cutler.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, bring this guy in because at least he can do something. He can make stuff happen.
Right.
And look, he's been at it even before he was out of the league. He, the shine was off the penny. He wasn't, people kind of figured out the run pass option on him a little bit. And it wasn't like, like Mahomes level player. But
sure.
When you're pulling Josh Johnson off the scrap heap after not playing for like 6 years and not even considering bringing him in, I mean, I feel like he's, there's definitely.
I will say, too, for Kaepernick, I would have liked to have, and I would have liked to, his last season in the league, that 49er team he was on was ghastly. There was no talent around him, and he was okay. I mean, he put up decent numbers, but regardless, neither here nor there. We're talking about Kareem Hunt. Signed by the Cleveland Browns. It's an interesting. We don't know obviously what's going to happen with the suspension wise.
So is it the GM or is it? I mean, there's a guy on the Browns.
Yeah, you were saying this. I don't know.
There's a guy on the Browns that was on the Chiefs. He was part of.
Usually, there's some kind of tie.
He was part of the guy, one of the GM or person that brought him in, and he's like, Of course, it's also one of those where it's like, I know Kareem as a person, and granted, if you know somebody as a person. It's easier to give a second chance and to overlook those things. Of course, I also did hear that the Chiefs never interviewed the woman. I mean, sorry, the Browns never interviewed the woman.
By all accounts, Ray Rice was loved by everybody in Baltimore as well.
True.
So, but
I don't have a problem with him getting a second chance. I'm surprised it's the Browns. I mean, I'm glad it's not I don't want him on the Dolphins.
No, that was never part of. That's not one of the things we're saying. Right. Both on record is yeah. I don't think the Dolphins need a running back, but that's part. That's another.
But even if they did, I don't want that can of worms.
Exactly, and that's also part of this equation as well. Is as we mentioned, the Browns have a very talented stable of running backs, and now I feel like.
But Hunt's not gonna. I mean, Hunt's out at least 4 weeks, probably six, maybe eight.
Yeah. So, but still. You know, one of those guys is going to be the odd man out eventually. So, I mean, probably not Chubb.
Definitely not Chubb. So, I mean, they just drafted him, and the guy was pretty good.
Yeah.
And they actually signed Duke Johnson to an extension, I think, pretty recently.
Duke Johnson's awesome. He's also a local Miami.
I love
Miami.
Duke Johnson.
Yeah, I love Duke Johnson. Would love.
Super underrated, especially his pass catching.
If he becomes available, I do wonder, because that's another thing, too, about this, you know, the new Dolphin staff with O'Shea running the offense. I mean, that Patriots offense used running backs in the passing game extremely heavily, so.
Oh, I would love to go with Drake Johnson and Ballage as some options of mixing around.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that.
That would be interesting. Anyway.
I'm also fine going in with Drake and Ballage.
Yeah, Drake and Ballage, I think, are going to be good.
Even with the Perry or whoever's left.
I actually really like Brandon Bolden last year.
Yeah.
Like he was fire when he played. That guy was awesome. And former Patriot, so there's probably some familiarity there. Anyway, so that is that was some of the big NFL news. The rest of the stuff that we're going to talk about is mostly speculation. Things we've
Well, what's not speculation is Antonio Brown wants to be traded.
Right. Well, we knew that, but speculation would be where is he going to go.
Ooh, let's speculate.
What do you think?
So, I mean,
and before we even get into that, like, let's talk about like how ridiculous the whole thing. Because I mean, we're in agreement, right? Absolutely ridiculous. Like, what's what's happened or transpired there? Like, what? Like, he's like the best wide receiver in the league, and probably the best wide receiver.
But he's also a pain in the ass.
Yeah, but where did that come from? He wasn't always a pain in the ass.
So. Apparently was. Like, I think...
He's always been. It's just become magnified because of how well he's played.
And I think they've pampered and divvied him and let him get his own way. Like,
for years.
He has, you know, like, he doesn't have to do stuff that the rest of the team does. He gets special treatment. And now, like, so he's basically the spoiled child. And now when he's acting up, you're like, why are you acting up? I'm like, well, because you've always given him whatever he wants. And he's not getting what he wants. It's kind of your own damn fault.
Yeah, so
he's also getting older.
Yes, but he's extremely productive.
He's great.
Yeah. So for those, I mean, I'm sure most of you are familiar with the story. Antonio Brown is 1A probably in the NFL wide receivers talent wise.
I think you could say that. I mean, the only reason. Age is the only reason that keeps him from being the top guy. Like, there's guys who are just as good who are younger. So you'd be like, okay.
Right.
But when you talk about the tier of top guys, he's there.
Yeah. So apparently this season was the tip of the iceberg for him and his antics with the team, skipping meetings and practices altogether.
Again, fighting with the quarterback.
Fighting with teammates, yeah, and the quarterback specifically. Which is weird because he's thrown him so many passes, and it seems like this kind of came out at.
Well, remember he was throwing a lot more passes to Juju Smith-Schuster this year.
He sure was,
and that's gonna make a boy angry.
He sure was, but Brown was still getting his. That's
he
what
was
I didn't
getting
understand.
His, but he wasn't. He wasn't. It,
maybe because they weren't.
There
winning.
Was a long stretch there where he wasn't the first option, or because the defense was taking him away. And Schuster was amazing.
Yeah. That's amazing. It does seem like that the position of wide receiver, and I've always, like, always.
Oh, the Steelers, that's something in the water. Like, they just draft.
Oh, no. I just meant, like, wide receiver in general, like, producing divas. Like, I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, this is the position where these guys, like, get the most, like, they, you know, like, where they, you know, they become the most disgruntled. Situations like what we're seeing in Pittsburgh right now happen more often in the wide receiver room than other.
Yeah, and I agree, but so part of it is it's sometimes there's a piece of it that's completely out of your control, right? Like a running back, yeah, you might not get as many carries, but you're getting carries. Like,
right.
you might not get any passes thrown to you depending on the way the defense is going and the way the quarterback does his reads or whatever. And if you think the quarterback's not doing his reads properly or not going to you, you know, because it's a high talent position, you can make a lot of money if you're getting if you're getting the balls thrown to you and you're not controlling that, I think that tends to build divas there.
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting. And you do, and with the Steelers this year, I think for me, like if I'm speculating watching it, I think like the big tipping point was the fact that they were not having as much success in terms of wins and losses this year. So I think maybe, you know, if they had won 11 or 12 games, I think maybe we don't hear as much about this.
There's that. But
and then there's also the Le'Veon Bell situation that underlines it as well.
Well, but that's the Steelers' MO. I mean, they've always not given in to players. They've always been like,
right,
drawing a hard line. I even forgot this. I was reading one of the articles talking about it reminded me with the Santonio Holmes. That dude was a monster for the Steelers, had like a suspension or some problems before he shot himself in the butt, like had some issues and they
shipped.
Did he
do that too? Or are you talking about Plaxico Burress?
Oh, Plaxico did that. You're right. Oh, but they both went to the Jets. That's what made me think of it.
I was like, did Santonio shoot himself
too? No, but Santonio went, they sent him to the Jets for like a fourth rounder, and this was like before people got traded for fourth rounders.
Yeah,
I
remember.
That was like nothing.
Yeah, and it would piss me off because
he went to the Jets.
Yeah. But he had Mark Sanchez as his quarterback.
I know, but that guy was a monster the year before.
I know. I remember it well. And then Brown was on that team. That team had Santonio Holmes, Mike Wallace, and Antonio Brown.
Right.
That's crazy. But yeah, and they do. And you're right. The Steelers do. They produce wide receivers. That's something they've been doing since Roethlisberger's been there anyway.
They produce them, but that's the thing. A lot of these guys do not produce once they leave there. It's not like they grow them out of the water. You know, they grow them with these amazing wide receivers.
Well, you have to have a quarterback.
Wide receivers flourish there.
Yeah.
But Big Ben, the way they throw, the big pass, the big yep. plays, it if you're a speedy wide receiver, you want to go there.
Yeah. And they've all, yeah, that's true. I mean,
I'm not saying Brown won't be good somewhere else or Juju Smith-Schuster, but like a guy like Mike Wallace. He was productive elsewhere, but he was amazing.
Yeah, Holmes had productive years in New York as well, but you're right. And then Burress was good with the Giants, but I mean, but he didn't really have monster years with the Steelers either. So anyway, so Brown, where do you think he lands? I mean, obviously this is, again, speculation.
He wants to go to 49ers.
Yes, I've heard their name. Is that what he's saying that?
Yeah, he wants to go to the 49ers.
That's interesting.
Which they didn't sign Pierre Garçon.
If you're
going
to pick a team to, why?
Well, yeah, well, just, but think.
I guess Shanahan.
Well, but it's also, I mean,
Garoppolo.
I think he was a Jerry Rice guy growing up. I think he just wants to go to the Bay Area, play in San Francisco,
okay,
wear the colors. But with Garoppolo and Goodwin and Kittles, I mean, that could be a pretty good offense.
Maybe. Who are the guys you just said?
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yes.
Marquise Goodwin.
Right. The tight end is, what was his name?
Kittles.
Is his name Kittles?
It is Kittles.
He was good. I had him on my fantasy team for work. Was it Kittles or Kittle?
Well, that depends how many there are.
I don't know. Anyway, and then who's the other guy you said? Godwin? He was Buffalo Bill for a while.
He's good,
wide receiver.
Good.
Yeah, no, I know. He put up some decent numbers with terrible quarterback play this year. And Garoppolo did like him when he was healthy, I believe. So, yeah, that could be. Who's the running back out there?
They got Breida, but they also have McKinnon, who was hurt. But Matt Breida's been amazing. So, like, they've got an offensive team if they stay healthy.
Yeah, Shanahan's a good coach, I think. So, yeah, well, it'll be interesting. Okay, I could see that. I think him going there really, you know, it makes sense. You know, for them, they have cap space for sure.
But if there's one team that can just say, you know what, you're playing or you're going home and sitting, it's the Steelers, and they may just make him play for him or not play.
Yeah.
You know.
I think they want to get rid of him, though.
Well, he has a bonus, a big bonus due in March. So it'll probably be figured out before that, whether they either move him or they're going to figure out if he's going to stay before they give him a bunch of millions.
Why are the Steelers having all these problems all of a sudden with him and Bell all at the same time?
Because
you think Tomlin's just lost that team?
I don't think it's that. I think it's they're not the kind of team that overpays. It's they
Right. They but that's the thing. They've had that, like, they've had that hardline stance where, like, we'll just get rid of you.
Right.
But, like, it seems like they're just holding on. Like, the Bell situation, there was really nothing else they could have done.
Well, yeah, they could have signed him to a big contract, which they don't want to do, which is fine.
Well, I'm saying they could have traded him or gotten rid of him, but I guess they, you know, I don't know. He just becomes a free agent now, right?
Yeah, like, but remember, you get compensatory pick, so sometimes it's worth it to let these guys go, depending on what you're going to get back.
Yeah, interesting. All right, so I don't know. It's just interesting to me that team is having these problems.
They also thought Bell would have come back mid-year to get. You know,
I know that was unheard of.
So they're like, you know what? So you'll be rested and come in and play. Yeah. We'll save a couple of $1 million for the years the weeks you don't play, and then we'll have you fresh for the playoffs. So I think they were probably counting on that.
Yeah. So. We'd be remiss to not mention the fact that they have, you know, there's been heavy speculation, not heavy speculation, but there's been speculation that the Dolphins would be a team that'd be interested in Antonio Brown. No way.
No one to throw him the ball.
Yeah. I mean, no way with that. That makes absolutely no sense. I think it's insane that it even comes up.
I don't know if it's the lazy bookmakers or lazy, you know,
I mean, they could make room on the team cap-wise because they're gonna clear house, but they're not gonna bring in Antonio Brown.
In the past, Ross has been, you know, would go for a big splash to sell tickets.
Sure,
he'd do the Ndamukong Suh or something, or you know, to try to make a big thing. So I think people are used to linking the Dolphins to big names like that.
I know, but
I don't see this new regime, I don't see them doing that.
No, and across the board, I mean, you're seeing it. I mean, I've seen things about Le'Veon Bell as well. I'm like, he doesn't even fit. Like, I mean, that's one place they're actually good at is running back. Like,
so Le'Veon Bell, the odds on place for him to land is with your boy Crazy Eyes.
Oh, in New York? Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the Jets. I mean, they've actually already said they're not signing Crowell. They're looking to sign another running back and to not sign Isaiah Crowell or to release him. I think he's still under contract.
Bell goes there. If Bell goes to the Jets with Darnold, they have no offensive line and no wide receivers.
They were able to run the ball with Crowell and
not on us, and we couldn't stop the roll out.
No, but I mean, so they had Bilal Powell and Isaiah Crowell, who are both decent running backs.
Yeah,
they're
I mean, did they have a good year running the ball? Because, I mean, I remember...
I don't know if they did over the year.
Us.
Like, there was a stretch where they were running well. Like, they ran for, like, 200 yards. Or, you know, they ran all over Denver and certain teams. And
yeah, they ran all over Detroit, I remember, in week one. But then they played us, and they couldn't move the ball at all on the ground.
So they had success, and then they... But not, it wasn't consistent.
Yeah. Hey, that sounds like us.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know. Bell going to the Jets, does that... I don't really care.
I'd rather him not.
I'd rather him not, but I mean,
but,
like...
But, you know, if he does, he does.
I mean, how... Like, that's another thing, too, with him. He's... He's got... I mean, I know he's got a lot of mileage on him.
I'd rather him go to... Well, that's true. Well...
He's going to be good. Like, I'm sure he's going
to
be... He's,
I'd rather him go to the Jets than Buffalo, because Buffalo is a lot better than the Jets right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know you love Buffalo. That's right, I forgot.
They stomped us.
In a game where nobody wanted to be there.
And three weeks before, when we were still in the hunt.
We beat them.
By a miracle. If it wasn't for the Patriots game,
that
was
them.
The big... Yes, we beat them, and we barely beat them, and that was at home.
We still beat them.
I'm saying
I know how much you love the Bills and you think how great of a football team
they are. They're much better than the Jets right now.
I don't know. I mean, the Dolphins are going to be bad next year, so it doesn't really matter.
Oh, it matters.
All right. So are there other free agents that are like big names that are out there that have been speculated about? I feel like there's another one that I'm missing. Well,
like speculated for the Dolphins?
Yeah, like, I mean, I know Foles for sure. They're still tying him to the Dolphins big time. And I'm like, that's another one I just don't see. Like, they're not going to spend $20 million on Nick Foles, right?
No.
I mean, you're in agreement there. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I don't see it. I mean, that's not the guy you're going to build your team around if you're in a rebuild.
Ooh, look at that. I'm looking. I'm looking up
the free agents.
I'm looking up free agents. So an offensive tackles number two is Juwan James. I'm like, oh, we got to sign. we have to sign some of our own before we just go out and.
We talked about that last week. I would like to. That's one of the guys I would like to see them. He's young and he's good, and it's a position that's really hard to find them at. And I just you don't want to create more holes because there's going to be so many giant holes on this team to fill.
God, we need offensive line help.
Yeah, that's like the main thing is like offensive line and defensive line. So, I mean, if you let him go, then it's just another position you have to fill. And he's young too, like, so I feel like it's just like young enough to where like you want to have him on the team and locked up. I guess I can't think of any other. If there are any other big name free agents that have been tied to the Dolphins, it's escaping me. But we're in agreement. Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, not coming here. Nick Foles, not coming here. And nor do we want or need them right now. Like, it's just not. It would just not be responsible for them to go after a player like that, right?
I don't know. Locke's got a big arm, man. Give him Antonio Brown and Lev Bell.
And watch all the headaches ensue.
And Sue? We want to get him back too?
There we go. Oh, yeah. He's a free agent, but I would imagine
he did get a 1-year deal.
He'll probably re-sign with the Rams, I would imagine. So we are at break number two, correct?
Yeah, we can go. Yeah, we're in the neighborhood. You can go a couple if you got something interesting.
Well, I keep forgetting. I'm tired and drunk and forgetting free agents that are to be.
All right, so what we will say before we take a break, we might have mentioned it before, but we do have a Twitter.
Right. Yeah, this is good. Yes.
At TBlowhole, and you can email us at TheBlowholeRadio.
Yes, hold on. Pulling it up right now.
We're going to say TheBlowholeRadio@gmail.com.
TheBlowholeRadio, all one word, @gmail.com.
Of course it's all one word. This is how internets work.
Lowercase. Lowercase.
All right. So yeah, we're gonna start posting questions and stuff like that and be more, and we're gonna during the season, obviously during the football season, we'll be nice and active on the Twitter. But getting some followers would
more
help.
Active than we were this season.
Yeah, we sucked at it. But you know,
it's Twitter. I mean, honestly, I would be, if we were getting tweets and not blaming you guys because we didn't promote it at all.
Because you didn't know about us.
Yeah, because that's our.
But give us a couple follows.
We'll get back to you.
Add us. We will.
Ask Scott. He'll vouch for us. I've gotten back to him both times.
There you go. And heck, ask us some questions. And you know what? Tell us what part of this is great and which part of this is a little less great.
Yeah. Like,
and maybe if there's a part of what we're doing you don't like,
learn
that's fine.
Football players' names.
No,
Russell Williams.
Your job is to know their names. My job is, you know what? I don't even know my friend's name.
Gary Allen.
Well, that was your fault.
No, I refuse to call him by his real name.
See, my problem is there's an old Public Enemy song where they're like, Gary Allen, I gotta ask him, and there's like a.
I liked Public Enemy. I don't remember that song.
Oh no, it was Barry Allen. Now that I think about it. God damn it, I'm old.
They called Elvis racist.
Elvis was a racist. He's totally appropriated the black culture. But he did it well.
We'll be back.
These hot takes.
And we're back. So we have touched on the quarterback carousel in the NFL. It's starting. The Dolphins are going to be big players in that this year. We have talked about free agency. We've talked about the draft. We talked a little bit about Miami Dolphins coaching staff. So I guess really all that leaves left to talk about is the fantastic television show that I just started watching. Legion on FX.
So we're into it already.
Yes. Yeah.
All the football's done.
Well, I mean,
I know it's
about an hour. It's off season. I mean, is there any other football that you wanted to talk about? Because I'm ready to talk about Legion. Anything else you want to mention?
I hope the Dolphins are good. I like watching them and rooting for them.
Hard hitting insights.
They're my favorite team.
With Rob.
And I want them to win
Robcast.
Games. I want them to win games.
I really hope the Miami Dolphins is good this year.
I want them to win games.
I want them to win all the games. But I don't know, because I don't know who damn quarterback going to be.
No, we do not.
I have no idea who the quarterback's going to be. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we'll talk more, like maybe more things will happen next week and there'll be more things to talk about. But Legion, dude, that show's good.
Ooh, I have to go to Baltimore next week.
That sucks.
I know, but I can help Flacco pack.
Oh, he's probably gone. He's long gone.
I don't know. He's in no hurry to get to Denver.
He's high as a kite.
Ooh,
I would be
true.
In a giant hurry to get to
he
Denver from Baltimore.
He was probably in Denver when he got the text.
You?
Oh.
I'd be like, oh, hell yeah, dude. That's a major upgrade.
That's true.
In terms of cities. Living. Yeah. Living quality of life.
I actually enjoy Baltimore, but I know there are parts of Baltimore that...
I can't speak ill of Baltimore. I've never been. I did have crab cakes that came directly from Baltimore, and they were phenomenal.
Yeah, well, it's a fun city. But you know what? This is something I discovered. All cities are fun. I mean, if you get to the right area of a city...
It is what you make it, my man.
Exactly. All cities are fun.
Speaking of which city do you think Legion takes place in?
Mm-hmm.
They never say, yeah.
No, they don't know.
It's very mysterious.
Yeah, it's very weird.
So for those of you, for our listeners that are unfamiliar with the television series Legion, it airs on FX. I don't know what days it comes on.
It might even be FXX, because nobody knows the difference.
It's just FX. Right. I know that because it says it on my Hulu when I watch it. So I don't have cable. I watch it on Hulu. They have the first two seasons streaming on Hulu. It's based off, it's a television series that takes place in the Marvel, not in the Marvel, in the X, well, Marvel.
It's Marvel, but it's the X, he's
Marvel,
it's
licensed by Fox. It's part of the X-Men universe. So it happens in the X-Men film universe. It's a offshoot of a character, a mutant, who is in the comic books, the son of Charles Xavier. In the television series, Charles Xavier being Professor X, for people who don't care and that have priority stopped listening to this. Anyway,
he's crazy powerful. He's one of the most powerful mutants, and he's a schizophrenic and insane. In the comics, he has like
in
20
the show,
personalities.
Yeah,
and he's like not stable and incredibly powerful.
In the show, they do a very good job of him wrestling with not knowing whether or not he's schizophrenic, which is pretty great. The way it's shot is amazing. The music is phenomenal. I mean, it's much different than probably anything else you've seen on
television. Oh, it's super weird.
Yeah, very weird, but still easy enough to follow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not like Twin Peaks.
No, but it's cool, trippy. But Aubrey Plaza's in it. She's great.
Yeah, yeah, she's amazing. And her, spoiler alert, her character dies in the very first episode, but is still in every single
spoiler season. Alert, you get to see some Aubrey butt in season two.
I know, I made it that far. That's how much I watched.
And some side boob.
Yep. Yeah, because it is FX, so there is partial nudity. Yeah. It's Noah Hawley is the writer and director. He, I think, did Fargo season two. If not, he was definitely involved in Fargo season two, which was also excellent television watching for those of you. Did you watch Fargo?
Was that the Billy Bob one?
No, that was Billy Bob was season one. Season two was Ewan McGregor.
Didn't watch season two yet.
It was very good.
Yeah, I wanted to.
Very, very good. I think they're past that now, too, as well. Anyway, Legion seasons one and two are streaming on Hulu now, and they have confirmed a season three.
There is a season three,
which
coming.
Is going to be the finale.
Yes.
Yeah.
Season.
And probably once again, because of all Marvel properties being acquired by Disney. So anything outside of that is going to get canceled just like Daredevil did. But this is, and we talked about how much we love Daredevil. This was for me, I don't know how about you feel about it, but I think this is even better than
I mean,
Daredevil.
It's completely different. Daredevil is more of your traditional.
Oh yes.
Traditional superheroes story arc.
This
thing is just weird.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's it's got kind of a hero's arc to it. I mean,
yeah, but it's just weird. I mean, it's not focused on the fighting and the pow, oh, pew, right. pew pew and the pow pow pow.
No.
This is like,
no, absolutely not. Like, there's entire like episodes that happen inside his brain.
Yeah, you don't know what's real. You don't know what's, but it's definitely worth a watch.
It's it's beautiful to look at, and just I don't know. And the actors are great, and the writing's amazing. I mean, there's nothing that's not like, I don't know, appealing about this, about the series and the show.
I actually just started watching.
And you haven't finished season two yet, right?
I have not.
All right.
Somewhere close to you, because we both saw the Aubrey butt.
Yeah, that's pretty much where I finished off.
Kind of towards the middle of the.
Right. That's where where she rematerializes. I don't care about spoiling this. It's not like we're not it's not a Legion podcast.
I know, but it's just rude because you're telling people that it's good.
I know, but I want to talk about it.
I know, but they might want to watch it now. Don't spoil it like a jerk face.
Well, whatever. Rematerializes, like anybody's going to know what that even means.
Well, now we're going to have to explain it.
Anyway, I'm very, very excited for the show, to finish watching season two and then obviously catch up when season three comes out. But
so I just started watching. I watched the first episode of, I guess there's a...
True Detective, season one?
No, you've already talked about that last
I know,
week.
I finished it. It was amazing.
I don't care. You talked about it last week.
I don't care.
So I started watching Get
Wait.
Shorty. They made a TV series of
really?
The movie based on the book by...
Yeah, I remember the movie. Wasn't Travolta in the movie?
It was, and it was fun. But this has got Chris O'Dowd, who I like in...
Is it on cable, or what's it on?
It's on Netflix now, and it was cable. I can't remember who did it. So I've watched the first one, and it's enjoyable. We'll see.
Really?
Elmore Leonard? Is that the... The guy who wrote the books Justified is based on. I think this is based on one of his books.
I do not know.
He did the Out of Sight, the movie with George Clooney and Jennifer Lopez, which is actually really good. That's based on one of his stories too.
Never saw that.
Really, that was fun.
Yeah, I might check that one out. That's cool. I don't think I'm trying to like think like movie wise if there's anything else that I've seen recently.
No, it's funny. I've been going through the. So Netflix got a bunch of like, I don't know if they're all new releases to Netflix, but like I watched the Casino Royale, the first Daniel Craig Bond.
Oh, right on.
Because I haven't seen it in years, and that was fun. Incredibles 2 is on Netflix now, and
I did know
that's
that.
A great watch.
My youngest daughter told me that.
Ant-Man and the Wasp is on Netflix
saw
now.
Saw that. I wanted to watch it with them the other day, but they said no. So
yeah. Rebecca won't. I made her.
It's actually really good.
Yeah, I've made her. I made her sit through probably more superhero stuff than she needs to.
Sure.
But she does every time. I'm like the Ant-Man. She's like, eh. I'm like, all right.
I mean, I get it. Like, I'm not stoked about watching it either. Like when it came out, I wasn't like, eh. I'm like, well, it'll be fun to take the kids to see. And it was actually really good. Like, I mean, it was a.
So I watched it on a plane. So I kind of want to see the full thing because, you know, on a bigger screen and probably not edited for fitting within the flight.
I am in the market for a new television. My gigantic 65-inch old DLP television is starting to finally fade.
They just go to Best Buy. They're practically free now.
I know. No, I've been looking at them. Like, I would, yeah.
I've got an old, my TV is pretty old. Like, it was expensive when I bought it. That's how old it is.
Yeah.
But it's still great because it was a Samsung and the thing still looks great. And I'm like, would you die already so I can go buy a 4K TV?
That's pretty much what that's what I'm going to do. But I'm going to get like a giant one, like, because I have, the one I have now is 65 inches. So I'm going to get like, I think I'm going to try and go for like a 70 inch.
Well, that's only 5 inches bigger. I mean, is that
thanks,
really
Rob.
Giant?
I don't think they really make them bigger than that. I think 70 inches is like kind of where they cap out.
Well, I just use the projector and I have my 100-inch TV.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, without like having to go to like a specialty store or something like that.
Bought at Best Buy.
I wonder what the largest TV they have. I haven't been to Best Buy.
No, just buy a projector.
I don't want a projector. I don't like them.
Why do you not like them? It's awesome.
I don't know. I mean,
I use it for Madden.
That would, I mean, Madden on 65 inch is pretty sweet as well.
Try it on 100.
Well, that's why I'm gonna get. I'm going to go to 70. I'm going to get a 70-inch.
That's not barely a difference.
It's pretty big. 70 inches, 70-inch television is pretty big television.
You're talking about less than 10% difference.
You've seen my television. It's huge.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. You're fine. Already going. You can't be like 70's huge and 65's not. It's practically the same. If you got a new TV, someone came to visit you, wouldn't be like, oh, that, look at that new giant TV. They'd be like, oh, that's the same TV you had here last week.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll find out. All right. I'll do some TV research and we'll update you on that next week for sure.
My regular TV is tiny. It's only 45. It was big at the time, but yeah. Now it's only 45.
Well, the one I have in my bedroom is 43 inches and it's a, I don't know. I mean, smart TV, LED. It's pretty sweet, but it's only 43 inches. It's so tiny. Like I can't see what's going on.
Yeah, I was using the PS3 as my media player forever, and I finally just bought a Roku just so I could be like, you know what, this is a lot easier.
I need to get a Roku because I have the PS3. I'm doing the same thing, and I can't watch HBO anymore.
That's one of the things that I'm like, because I had a Chromecast too, and I'm like, well, if I'm going to go with the phone and the Chromecast, it's handy, but it's a pain in the ass. And I'm like, the Roku is so cheap.
What sucks is it's an LG smart TV, which is great. Like it has a lot of the apps already built in, but it doesn't come with the HBO app, which makes no sense to me. Like, and I can't install it through the TV. It's just not compatible.
The only thing that was annoying about Roku is I had to sign into everything.
Like, yeah, but just once.
Yeah, but each app.
Yeah, I think you have to do that on PlayStation too, though. Don't you?
Probably. But yeah. I did that over time. Oh, thank God.
Oh, no. I was just getting started on my television stuff.
Yeah. You know what? I was tuning up. I know the listeners are gone. At T Blowhole on the Twitter.
The Blowhole Radio at gmail.com.
The Blowhole Radio at gmail.com.
I think. If not, check what we said earlier.